Powered by Creative Bully Media.
Bully your goals, not people.
Now, we gotta lay cool.
We tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one? Forget that. Forget that. Who number one?
Yo, welcome to Forget That Yo podcast, episode 251. I'm running up in your house with the gun. Blow, blow. We ain't stopping till everybody man down, man down. Hey, it's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is, a.k.a. the Prince of Wakanda, a.k.a. the Alpaca Whisperer. A.K.A. if you say that I'm a hater, you 100% doing something that I hate. A.K.A. I only end up in the friend zone when I want you to leave me alone.
What more do you want from me?
A.K.A. one of the hottest in the booth. Yeah, had to say it. Because nobody wanna tell the truth. A.K.A. I ain't apologizing. If I said it, I said it. Some pastor said it too. So what would Jesus do? A.K.A. I'm only throwing hands with two to possibly three. Anything over that, say hello to my little friend. My buddy and me. A.K.A. I'm running up in your house with a blouse just to get close to your spouse. While your husband's in the backyard flipping the barbecue, I'm in the bedroom flipping the mattress. Duke. Let's get it.
Oh, and it's your boy, BTG, a.k.a. Ron Flair. When you look down your girl's stare, a.k.a. the girth god, a.k.a. what you want me to do? The nigga come after me? I'ma shoot the nigga if he don't kill me first. a.k.a. when Stone not here, I'm in your ear. a.k.a. the podcast president, a.k.a. I ain't got no more a.k.a.s, but I got this a.k.a. for all them KKKs. Ooh. Y'all know a.a.a.
Y'all know what it is. Bailey the Great, BTG for president in the building, a.k.a. what's so call you? Ron LaRon?
Ron LaRon.
Yo, we out here after the Thanksgiving holiday. I hit Stone up at the last minute. Actually, like 20 minutes ago, but he probably still in the bed or drunk.
Or hanging off the bed.
Yeah, or he ain't even home yet. I don't even know if he left KC yet. So we going to get it rocking. Y'all know where to find us, ForgetThatYo.com. Google ForgetThatYo, ForgetThatYo. You'll find us on all social media platforms and streaming and all that. That's how we get down. We the old dirty bastard of podcasting. Why? Because ain't no father to our style. So, you seen the Wu-Tang show on Hulu?
Yeah, of course. Probably one of the best shows that's out or that's been out.
Yeah, I finally, over this little break, I finally sit down and watched it. Dog. Man, I was mad when it went off. Like, I need more episodes.
Right. But a lot of people was complaining earlier that it was moving too slow. And I'm like, no. This is the right pace. I need to know all the details before we get to the part where everybody is formed in a group. Like, I need to know the very beginning, the origin of the story.
Yeah, because how you going to just, what they wanted, episode 6 just to form the Wu-Tang and be platinum rappers?
Yeah, like they trying to rush it to the, you know, to the part where everybody is on the same squad. And I'm like, no, knowing that, you know what I'm saying, that Raekwon and what you call it?
Ghost.
And Ghost was like really on some Blood and Crypt type of time. we needed to know that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know that the beef was that, you know, that deep.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, you know, and you know, shout out to Davies over there holding it down for Mess.
What was the song? Who got the Killer Hill? Killer Hill.
Yo, that shit fire, son.
I was looking through, like, you know, like when there's something like based off like a true story, you like go to Google and see what was real or whatever. Mm. That part where he Attila, that was fabricated.
Oh, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I actually do a hip hop podcast with my girl Miss Amaria Monte, and she's from that area, so she pretty much, you know, when we break down the each and every episode, she'll tell us what's real authentic and not, or what's added.
Y'all break down what podcast is this?
The Breaks Radio, part of the Breaks Media. We it's a hip hop show every Wednesday. We broke down every single episode.
Oh man, and I'm about to go back and listen to that.
Yeah, she's from that area, so you know, and she got people well connected, you know what I'm saying? I think her daughter goes to the same school, is in the same class as is it Method Man's son? Or something like that. It's something like that. But she got, you know, basically the inside information, and basically the reason why we really love the show is because what she said is, you know, most of the stuff is actual and true.
Oh word. So I remember I went to Killer Hill Projects when I went in the military. I met a dude, Ramos, from Brooklyn. He was actually one of the ones who started this Forget That Yo podcast with me. So we went back home with him, me and my boy from New Orleans. Actually, he was the one who, all three of us are the ones who started Forget That Yo. So we went with him back home to Brooklyn, and he was like, yo, my mom's in Staten Island. So I'm like, oh word, let's go see her. So we roll up there, had the windows down, had the cream bumping.
Mm-hmm.
New York got wild, potholes everywhere, almost towed my car up. So we pull up on the Killer Hill Projects, no lie. We jumped out the car, and it was about 30 dudes. It was like 1 a.m, it was about 30 dudes looked at us like, that ain't car supposed to be here. And they start rolling up, and my boy Ramos jumped out like, yo, and it was like, yo, Ramos, what up? I'm like, yo, that's, y'all wild out here, dog.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not, you think it's still like that now?
Shoot, with all this gentrification going on, I don't know.
Nobody running up on nobody out there unless it's Postmates.
Because I'm hearing, like, I listen to a few podcasts, people that live in Brooklyn and stuff, and they're like, yo, you starting to see the ladies with the little dogs and the joggers. And
hey, you already know that's the first indication of the whole thing is when you start seeing people walk down the street with dogs and jogging in Starbucks cups. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm not sure if I'm mad at it, but, you know, because some areas do need it. You niggas is bad, you know, so.
I mean, but look, when you get into the root of gentrification, don't every area need to be gentrified?
It really does. You know how it is, man. Cats want to talk about this equality and stuff like that, but when you really start to break it down, they don't know what they want. They don't know what they want. I understand what they're saying by moving in a certain crowd of people, it bumps up the property value. Things can get a little bit more expensive around that area. You're not necessarily getting a raise. I understand that part.
Mm-hmm.
But for the safety of your kids and shit, the safety for yourself.
Yeah,
you want to stay in a better area, because that's what we do. The first thing that we do is when we get the knowledge and the financial gain, the first thing we do is move out. We move out the hood. So, you know,
because it's like people be mad, like, man, we can actually walk down the streets now, man. That's some bull.
Yeah, them niggas not hanging around that corner no more because that liquor store not there. They put a goddamn Target.
You know what I'm saying? I can't get robbed no more when I go to work. This is crazy, son.
Cats don't know what they want, man. Yeah, they really don't.
They took down all the greasy fried chicken spots and put, can you believe they put healthy juicing spots there?
What's a juice spot? I got a juicer. I don't know how to work it, though.
Yeah, it's crazy, yo. It's like, instead of, if y'all would take care of your area and gentrify the area yourself, You could build up the area, but cats ain't on that.
Nah. And the cat that was trying to put us on got taken out, so.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
So, man, what? How was your holiday festivities?
It was cool. You know, the older you get, the more relaxed, and you just want to chill, man, you know, and just be around people that you really want to care about. You know, I talked to a lot of people this year alone about a lot of people having these Friendsgiving events instead of a traditional Thanksgiving. And I think that's what it's turning into, because I'm not sure if you like me, but I actually have more relationships and deeper relationships, even, you know, stronger relationships with friends than I do with my family.
Yeah.
So it only makes sense that cats is out here having, you know, Friendsgiving and things like that, because they just want to put themselves in a better, you know, a better spirit, better mood, you know. Yeah, instead of going to those traditional, I mean, unless it's a strong tradition. If it's a strong tradition, then don't change it. You know, try to keep it going as long as you can, because that's what keeps the family history rich. But if you don't, then you got to figure out your piece, man.
Because most family outings end in fighting and arguments, and Aunt Sheila did this, came through drunk and knocked the turkey off the table. It's like, man, people tired of that.
And she usually come through drunk because she know it's like, you know how it is. Like, people that's used to, first of all, people that drink off of emotions, that's an issue. And usually stem from, you know, family drama, et cetera, et cetera. So all she's doing is getting comfortable and getting in her space that she used to being in. And then that's when you're going to find out that your mama is really your auntie. And your auntie is really your mama. And she had to give you up. You stayed with your grandma for 2 years. You didn't know why. You found out that your mama was, you know, wasn't able to take care of you. Your daddy only popped up because you're a 4-star basketball player. You know, so all kind of stuff, you know, be popping up. One of your cousins is actually your brother. So all the family secrets come out, and then, you know, that one brother that you really didn't get along with pops up with a white girlfriend, and we already know. It just keep going, man.
And shout out to my little cousin who put a baby up for auction on Facebook the other day. I don't know what that's about, but
yeah, I don't know if you should do that.
Yeah, that's kind of talk about. Hey, I need somebody to take custody for a little bit, huh?
I'm glad you said that though, man, because it's been something that's been bothering me for the past year or so. And that's these kids and these women coming up missing, man. What's going on?
Yo, that sex trafficking is a big business.
You know how, like, all right, so you coming from where you come from, everybody has been a part or attached to a hood before, you know, and I don't praise any hood over another hood, you know, because everybody have their different cultures and what goes on in their hood. Everybody got tough guys. You know, out here in L.A., we have to deal with the gang culture. Everybody know about that, the history, blah, 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 blah. That when you get to a certain age, you no longer worry about that. You know, as an adult, I mean, you don't even have to get to a certain age. You could be a teenager raised in L.A., and if you mind your business and carry yourself a certain way, 9 times out of 10, you know what I'm saying, unless you get caught in just a terrible situation at the wrong time, you know, ain't nobody going to bother you. You ain't got to worry about none of that stuff. But on a normal basis, man, cats have to deal with the gang culture. And then when they got to being young adults and matured a bit, you know, that lifestyle didn't really affect them or bother them. And then you felt like, all right, we in the good now. Then you go along and you have kids and you get a wife and stuff like that. And you fast forward to this time, and now you got to worry about cats snatching your kid out of your hands. And you got to worry about if your wife come home from work. And that mess is crazy, man.
Yeah, that's nuts. I watched this movie. I think it was on Netflix, but it was like a sex trafficking movie where the lady, she had a nice life, friends and all that, and they just snatched her up. And she went from her life to, they had her chained up to this bed, and they just kept feeding her drugs to keep her, what'd you call it?
I can't think.
Delusional?
Something like that. But I know what word you're talking about.
Yeah, so, like, and it was, like, on, like, around the clock. Like, they had it scheduled right. They'd come in there, hit her up, put her out, then she, and it was, like, they'd send, like, random dudes in there, big, nasty, stank dudes, and, yo, it was a crazy movie, but at the end, she ended up escaping, and like murking all the dudes in the house. It was nuts.
I think I want to say I've seen it before, and if not, I'm gonna go back and watch it. But I promise, I probably have seen it. Yo, that's the that literally bothers me, man. It really does. Like I'm like it seemed like the and a lot of people have said, yo, this has been going on forever. But I'm like, bro, no, this is different because nowadays when something takes place, it becomes a trend, which is a terrible thing. Just like with the school shoot, prior to the what was the first one? I can't think of the name right now.
Was it Columbine?
Columbine. That was the first one to my knowledge because that was the first big one that was covered by everybody. CNN, Fox, NBC, CBS. Now, if there was one prior to that, we just didn't know about it. But it seemed like ever since that one, you know, it kind of died off for a bit. Then you had the movie theater shooting in Phoenix. I think it was from Dark Knight. And then after that, it just went off. You know what I'm saying? Not to mention, you did have the whole 9/11 in the midst of all that. And it just seemed like it just turned into a trend. And now you're having school shootings as like it's like a normal thing out here in the U.S. now.
Yeah.
So between that and sex trafficking and kidnapping, bro, that's can it get any worse? You know what I mean?
Yo, when I was in Orlando, I seen two sex trafficking rings broke up, and these was like elaborate rings, like multiple. It was like when they showed the mugshots, it was like 50 people involved.
That's bad.
And the second one was the same thing. So it's like a network. And I'm telling you, that Jeffrey Epstein thing, they had to murk him, dog, because he had.
Had too much information?
Yeah, he had too much information.
He would have brought down a lot of big wigs, you say?
Yep, because that joint go from the top to the bottom.
Yeah, a lot of cats be bringing up Robert Kraft name.
Oh,
and I'm like, man, look, if you got high power names that's involved in this, man, it just shows that it's a lot of stuff that's going on in this world that we have no knowledge about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But they gonna sit up there and tell you go out. Nah, I'm not about to wake up those get out there and your vote matters people. But we do have the right and to exercise our votes, our rights. So, you know, shout out to them.
Just like the cocaine waves and through the military planes.
Yo, so yeah. I mean, everybody knew about the white van in the middle of the hood, you know what I'm saying, that had dope and guns in it.
Damn, Daniel with the white vans.
Hey, yo, what? I heard that before. I can't even remember
the.
What was that? I remember that, man.
What's that app that is dead now that was real big? Like all the influencers came from.
Oh, you talking about Vine, right?
Yeah, some kid made a Vine. There was a little white dude named Daniel who wore Vans every day.
Oh, yeah, now I remember. Now I remember. Dan with the white Vans, right?
Yeah.
There you go. That's throwback content right there.
Oh, man, what were we talking about?
We were talking about sex traffickers and thieves and all kind of bad people, man.
So, do you think you gotta you gonna put your kids in a lot of self defense classes like boxing and wrestling and gun training?
You know what? This is the thing, though. Having a boy, having a girl, you gotta teach them different. Everybody know, like history has shown that we've all raised you raise boys and girls different. You know, you tend to get a little bit softer when it comes to the girls, and then for the boys. You treat them like you know. You try to create them, or make sure they're able to protect themselves as soon as they walk out of the door. Doesn't matter what grade they in. They can be in the third grade. You teach them to be a boxer, or something like that. But now it's like, man, you got to teach them how to be a little bit more cool and level headed. And then as far as the women, you got to hope that they got some type of superpowers or some shit like that to be able to take care of themselves when they by themselves. So I don't know, man. It's gonna take a lot of work, man.
Have you seen Hannah?
I started to watch it. I probably watched like the first 5-10 minutes of it.
Dang, that's it? Y'all watched the whole series? Yo, you got to raise your girls and boys. You got to raise them like Hannah, dog.
Okay. No, so say no more. I'm going to watch that. I'm going to study that damn film.
Even though Hannah was an advanced, but like that's what the white people is ahead, dog. They be raising their kids like warriors. Like, they got them out there shooting Mac-10s at 6 and going through survival training and killing animals and gutting them. Like, we gotta get on that wave, dog.
I mean, at this point, you will probably have to train your goddamn daughter to be an MMA fighter.
Yeah, you got to.
Shit, man. It's a scary situation, man. Especially when they catch some of the stuff on camera. When they catch some of the stuff on camera, it's like the nerve of people just really out here snatching up people, man.
Yo, they be snatching gone, dog. They be quick too.
Yeah, that's not the way, man. That's not the energy I need.
I'm telling you, dog. If I have a kid, I'm raising them. Like, I'm gonna be already ready to move because we're gonna get expelled from every school in that county because I would trade him for 2 years and then he gonna have to walk in class and whoop the whole class to pass to the next training cycle.
Now, are you giving him the green light to just go in there and just slapping people off of GP? Like, yeah. People that's not even paying attention to him. Yeah, walk up to him like,
yo, everybody got to be laid out, dog.
Oh, so you just want him to have that bad rep, like any school you go to, like, damn, there go JoJo.
No, that's where he got to pass, because he got to, you know what I'm saying, he got to fight his way through an entire class.
But that's what I'm saying. So what if the class ain't bothering him?
Oh, well, I mean, once you start slapping people around, it's going to be a few to get up and try to fight back.
I don't know. They might be offended. Like, look, man, I really came here to learn. You know? And then the principal gonna be like, "Well, what happened?" They gonna be like, "Man, JoJo just came up here on one. Daddy just said start slapping people."
No, man, it's gonna be in the hood school. You know, they ready.
Hey, but that's the thing, though. Like, I think when it comes to the hood. They not taking cats that got a behavioral problem. They taking the girls, man. Like, we had a scare the other day where you know, my homegirl's sister posted that she was missing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, this is like 2 days before Thanksgiving, and I'm like, this is not the time to be, we don't need this type of news or whatever. And it seemed like we cannot get out of this year. This year alone has been rough on me personally. So I'm like, come on, man. And then a couple of days later, they said she, you know, she made it back home. But, you know, the initial thing was, you know, she missed her flight. Her phone was dead, came up missing. And, you know, nobody had heard from her. That right there, I'm like, as a father, I'm like, man, that's, come on, man.
So she ended up like just being at somebody's house?
No, I didn't get the actual details because she still doesn't have her phone. So I don't really know. All I know is that, you know, the message that was passed on to me was that she's been missing for a couple of days. She was last seen, you know, in another city. And, you know, her phone was missing. It kept going straight. It went straight to voicemail, wouldn't ring. And she had missed her flight. So I just, you know, I just heard she missed her flight and her phone. You know, I kept calling her phone and kept going to voicemail. So at that point, I'm like, everybody just, you know, we over here tripping.
Oh, okay.
A couple of days later, they was like, yo, she home.
Dang.
And I'm like, yo, no, I need an explanation now.
Yeah, like.
I need to know what's going on because, you know, I'm not getting these frustrated, nervous, depressed moments back. So I didn't know what's going on. Put my feelings at ease.
Yep, you got to start giving out your PayPal for when people put you through stress.
Man, this is why cats don't be wanting to go nowhere. This is why. If people ask, like, yo, man, you don't allow your kids to go spend a night over nobody's house? Nope. Nope. I don't trust nobody with my kids.
Mm.
I don't. Like, when you have a child or two, man, if I could, you know what I'm saying? And I have, but if I really could tell my mom, like, apologize to her, I would. Because I remember one time she told me, and I was an adult. I was a young adult. I was probably somewhere in my 20s. I was probably, like, 23. Somewhere around 22, 23 years old. And she was like, you know, there's plenty of nights I don't go to sleep until I know everybody's in this house. You know, at the time, that's when all three of her kids was in the same household. And she was like, and you were the only one that come in the house 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. And she said, sometimes I wouldn't even go to sleep. She said, "Cause I'm scared if the phone ring or whatever." And she's like, "All I ask for is for you to just call me and let me know where you at." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now as an adult, I can understand that, because if my son sent me a text like, "I want to go to the basketball game. It's at 5 o'clock." My antennas go up off top.
Mm.
And he just want to go to the basketball game where there's going to be a gang of people there, you know what I'm saying? And there's still going to be some light outside, et cetera, et cetera. But the first thing that popped up in my head when my child wants to go to an event where there's a lot of people is a mass shooting.
Yeah,
and it shouldn't be like that.
Dang.
Just like that commercial y'all was talking. Remember that? It wasn't a commercial. It was some type of advertising commercial about, what was it about? I know it was very creative, but it was also kind of somewhat graphic.
Oh, the school shooting joint.
Yeah, when I seen that, like, I was, like, entertained, but I was disturbed at the same time, because I'm like, yo, this is what... When you have an advertisement like this, that means you're not taking care of business. Like, nobody's addressing it, if it's gotten to that point.
Yeah. That's another thing I like about being sober, because I'm like, I see stuff people that's, like, not sober don't see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember I used to be in the military. We used to be in the club, and I used to move everybody because I seen this fight about to break out. I seen the guns. Like, we've been a lot of places where people were shooting. In Macon, Georgia, every weekend they were shooting. And I see everything unfold before it do, and I'm able to get everybody to a safe place. But it's scary, dog. Like,
especially when you know, like how you said, you're the sober one, and you can see the actual issue about to start up. Like, you've seen this movie already. Nobody else is noticing it, but you know it's about to happen. The cold part about it is you think about the consequences as well. Like, either we're going to end up getting hurt and, you know, placed in jail, or somebody going to die. And it's like, when you got those, when you got those options to look at, and it's like, you got to make a move. Because then afterwards, like, you being who you are, that shit going to eat you up inside if you find out, like, yeah, somebody ended up dying that night. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could have said something, or you could have, like you said, moved a certain way to where you avoided this confrontation.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Cold.
This is the world we live in. But you know what? Like, after all that, which is going to lead into my next topic, we soak all this in the whole year. We finally get to December, and then that's when we start coming up with this. Well, I'm not taking this into 2020. New year, dude. Shut up. Shut up.
New year, save you, dog.
Oh, man. Every year. I already know the first week, the first actual 2 weeks, but that first week, everybody going to be up in the gym. Those are the people that I really dislike the most. You want to know why? Because I don't get my regular reps in. Mm. Why? Because the irregular nigga is in my regular space at my regular time.
Yo, they be hyped, too. They got all the new gym clothes. They got the fresh protein bottles.
Yo, they still got the price tags on the joints.
Yo, how do you? I don't understand how people fall off every year. It's the same cycle every year.
Because it's easy to go back to doing something you so used to doing. It just feels good. You know what I'm saying? Just like you said about the drunk auntie. She gonna get drunk every time around that year because she know that feeling. She's comfortable feeling that way. So after those 2 weeks in January 15th, cats is back on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, it's sickening, man.
So should we, I'm going to ask you, should we just get rid of the whole New Year's resolution thing? Do you really think it works?
Honestly, I don't think it works at all. We should get rid of it, because the only way I believe that it'll work is if you start in December and run and roll it over into the new year.
Mm, okay. Yeah. Because in other words, you're saying, Who has ever gone cold turkey, you know, January 1 and stuck with it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like saying I'm going to stop doing crack January 1.
You smoke crack, don't you?
Yeah, man. We just got to just get rid of the new year's resolutions, man.
Yeah. It's at this point, we already know you lying, because hell, we going to lie. You know, everybody said major goals and some small ones, and you know they gotta go keep up with the large one. So, you know, the small ones are a little bit, it depends on what it is though. Like, you know, we all have different goals for ourselves, so we'll see. We'll see. I just don't want to see none of it online, though. I don't want to care. I don't care what your personal goals are. I just don't care. I'd rather just see it unfold and then be like, oh, this is a surprise. They actually stuck with it.
All right. So what about have you ever wrote your goals down?
I did, but it was part of a party. So you know how they had those New Year's party or something like that. Sometimes it's not even for New Year's, but they always have a party and you write down, you know, 3 to 5, I'd say roughly 3 to 5 goals. And then you fill out the, you know, you put your address on the envelope and then you leave it with your friend and then they keep it for a whole year. And then you come back to it. You know, they do the party over again. They come back to it, and then you basically go through all the goals and see if you achieved.
Yeah.
I think that's cool, but, you know, that's really no different than a New Year's resolution because you're reminded of your failures every December because you're going to throw them motherfuckers right back on the list. Like, well, you know, I didn't make it to March with this, so let me throw this back on there.
Yeah.
So... yeah, man, we got to do better. I don't know how we gonna do better, but eventually we got to do better, man.
Nah, I ain't even gonna hold you. Next year, what is the smoke free weekend?
That is April 16th through the 20th.
April 16th, January, February, March, April. All right, I'm guaranteed I'm gonna be the fittest I ever been in my life.
Mm.
Have the most money I had in my life.
Mm.
And I'm going to be ready to conquer the world by April 16th.
Now, what's going to be the difference, though?
The difference is, for this year, I've been putting in the work, learning what I need to do. See, I remember I used to be like, man, to get, you know what I'm saying, and able to quit my job and do the thing the wealthy people are doing, do the things the wealthy people are doing. Like, it's like a crapshoot. Like, dang, what can I think of? Something got to pop. Something got to pop. But now that I've been, every day, all I do is research, learn, and study about real estate, trucking, investments, stock market. And I've learned that, dog, this stuff is not hard. Like, all it is learning it and putting it into play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we think we got to win the lottery or something, or we got to get an inheritance. But this stuff is easy. All you got to do is get your credit right, and you can leverage your credit and get any of the funding or anything you need to put into your goal.
Right. Well, you know what the issue is with that, right?
What?
It's sacrificing.
Yeah, but in the big scheme of things, it's not even really a big sacrifice.
Well, to some people, they think it is. They feel like, how you saying, we should be on this whole nother level of goals, investing, knowing where to put your money, how to put your money there, working extra hard. That means that to them, that sounds like, well, I got to stop buying this because, you know, this money that I had going towards my personal interest is going towards my personal goals in the future. And if they don't see that return quickly, then they don't understand about patience. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's a lot of cats, though. You know, that's a lot of cats. A lot of cats want to see whatever they spending their money on, whatever they investing on, they need that right back. And they don't have the patience and the sacrifice to do that.
But I mean, like, in the big scheme of things, is that really a sacrifice? Like, me not buying these Jordans, even though I have 10 other pair of shoes, is that really a sacrifice?
It is to them. And these are the cats that end up being 50 years old, but still dressing like they 23 because they feel like they missing a moment. Well, and I don't know what moment that is, though, because nothing is coming back. Whatever you did in high school and college, that shit is not coming back, bro. It's not, you know, but it's cats out here like. You don't, like, don't get me wrong, from time to time, yeah, send me a picture or two of those 11s or those 4s, but I really don't need them, because in all honesty, every year, my birthday is December 23rd, there's a pair of 11s that come out around my birthday every year, and it's the same fucking ones, the Concords, the Cool Grays, you know, like, it's the same thing, the only difference is... you know, the price will be marked down. And by December 25th, every pair of Jordan that has been released on my birthday is going to be 4 times the cost because that's the culture we created. Now the whole year, these 11s cost, you know, $450. But on my birthday week, they're $150 or $200. And it's the same thing. every year. And but that's what they'll invest in. They'll invest in that. Instead of investing in Nike, they'll invest in standing in that damn line. Mm-mm-mm. But for my point is, for what? You know how y'all sit up there and y'all are kill me. Y'all are joking around and say, Baylor, I don't never see Baylor walk around in shoes. I got a closet full of shoes. I never, as an adult, I didn't see the purpose of wearing them. Mm-hmm. I didn't. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not a shoe head. I'm a shoe admirer. The difference is I go after the shoes that I personally like, and then I go get them, stick them in my closet, and then I wear them when I want to. A shoe head is going to make sure he get those shoes a week or two before they drop, and he got to make sure he wears them during that week or month where everybody is rocking them. Let me know. I might be missing something, but doesn't that take away the exclusive part away from them when everybody got them?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, but everybody ain't got stocks.
See, that's what I changed my tune on it now, though, because in order for my stocks and my investments to grow, I need these people.
Oh, you sound like Jay-Z.
It's like, but it's true.
Like, you sound like Michael Jordan.
Yo, everybody ain't gonna fall in line. You need people to work at Walmart to check you out. We need people to buy Nikes for my Nike stock to go up. I need people to buy liquor so my portfolio of alcohol rises. My Hennessy stocks rise and I get paid on the back end. So instead of, once I get exactly where I need to be, all the education stops with me.
Okay, Jerry Jones.
I'm posting the new Air Jordan release dates. You know what I'm saying? I want this Black Friday to flourish.
Okay, well, at least you keeping it real. And that makes total sense. That makes total sense. But, yo, I am sick of seeing these grown-ass men out here in this line. Get out of the line, goddamn order line. God, that pisses me off. You know, the only thing that I ever stood in line for, I've only stood in line one time. And the only reason why I did it, and I keep telling people this, it was for an iPhone. And I had, you know, my iPhone was bad. And they knew it was bad. It's kind of like how I did my car. Have you ever taken a car in for a down payment? And the car damn near blew up?
No.
That was my life. Yeah. I had a Pontiac. A black Pontiac. Bought it from an Essay for $2,500. So you already know what that, you know. car overheating. You know what I'm saying? Brake fluid kept running out. Man, I took that mug down to the nearest dealership. Put it down for a down payment on the Saturn 3-door coupe. Yep. Got right out of there. That shit was smoking. I'm talking about smoking. Damn near on fire. I lost my train of thought.
The Pontiac, you took it down there for a down payment. It was smoking.
Right. But I'm trying to figure out the point.
Oh.
Well, and at the end of the day, get y'all ass out of line and... Bro, you can get the pair. You can get the 11s any goddamn day of the year. You just gotta have the money for it. And if you ain't got the money for it, no.
Man, I listen to like at least 2 to 3 business podcasts a day, and I'm hearing like phenomenal stories of like, dude, is building a stock portfolio for his daughter, and by the time she's 18, she's gonna be getting $2,500 a month. Every month off dividends, and she ain't even, and they already got a house in her name. Like stuff like this, man. Like people could put into play, but they don't do it. Like taking care of their kids to them is posting pictures on Instagram and buying them bad food at McDonald's and just.
And you know what the crazy part is? By you saying that, with just that little bit of information that you gave me, the first thing that pops in my head is that she probably gonna end up with a fuck nigga. That's you know what I'm saying, and that's just how it be like, and that's where my thought process be now. Like, man, these niggas ain't shit.
This one dude daughter is, I think she's 6, and she already, he asked her what's a dividend, what's a stock, what's a like, he asked her all these terms. She knows all the terms. She got baby accounts set up. It's another dude, he got his kids, they get $3,500 a month, and there's like 2 family houses in their names. But it's like little stuff like this, if you start doing it when it was born, or like putting their name on an LLC and building their business credit, it's like stuff like this to get us ahead, but nobody's doing it.
We don't want to put that work in, or are we not that. I think for the people that's kind of leaning that way, or kind of thinking that way, they expect for someone else to teach them. Because there's a lot of work that you got to put into it.
Is it?
Well, I mean, you got to think about it. Cats is not used to being raised like this. The way, okay, my parents never did it for me.
And mine didn't either.
I would honestly say it was probably the lack of knowledge. Now, we have the knowledge. Now, we're the parents. Mm-hmm. And we know better. But if a lot of cats are not out here doing it, and they still know about it, they just being lazy.
Yeah, because, I mean, everything's on your phone. You could, it's one transfer away.
Yeah.
And listen, literally. And you ain't even got to read a book. You can listen to an audio book.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for cats that either don't know how to read or just don't like to read, you know, you just throw on an audio book.
And then, like, it's crazy because, like, once you start learning all this stuff, and then, like, at work, everybody wear headphones at work, right? So, all the black dudes, all day, skip it, ribbit, dip, nigga, shoot a nigga in the head. And I'm listening to the audio podcast, and I'm like, dang, you listen to that every day, just shoot niggas in the head every day.
Man.
It's crazy, like, just the mindset of how we just engulfed in hip-hop culture that does nothing for us.
Like, basically, cats is just wasting their time. Like, if you're at a job where you have a little downtime, or if you know how to multitask, there's no excuse for you not to be, all right, doing your job, but then building your, you know what I'm saying, building your career or your brand on the side. Like, if you're not doing that, if you're just waking up, going through the motions, and just, you know, hoping you make it to Friday night or Saturday, like, man, that shit gonna burn out real fast.
Yep. Doing the same cycle.
Same thing. But, you know, I don't know.
So what else?
I was gonna say, you know, we're just gonna keep doing the same thing, telling people go out there and vote. And make sure you, you know, put your seatbelt on, and, you know, this is the basic shit to keep people, you know.
Donald Trump 2020.
Oh, boy.
Yo,
I'm so sick of politics, man.
Yo, what has, like, really, why is Donald Trump so bad? What has really changed in anybody's life that Donald Trump has done?
You know what? That kind of goes into my next topic. So, like, And I've heard you say this on plenty of episodes, that we have this thing where we worship entertainers and athletes and things like that, right?
Uh-huh.
And you can only get to that point if you care about what they say or how they act, which, you know, you can bring in Donald Trump. A lot of people are riled up about him. A lot of people don't like him. A lot of people say he's a, you know, he's doing this stuff on purpose, et cetera, whatever your beliefs is, whatever your political views are, whatever. Why do we put too much energy into shit that we don't agree with?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why? Like, why does it offend us? Like, my thing is, with politics to the side, for somebody to offend you to the point, like, or even just an opinion about a person, like a real niggas, you know, like, what's a real nigga,
right?
When you really, what is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, we sit up there and argue about top fives, this basketball players and football players and MCs and stuff like that. And I can tell you, a lot of it is based off of emotions and how you really feel about the actual person. But there's nobody perfect in this world. Nobody perfect in this world. Your favorite rapper, your favorite running back, your favorite president all got some skeletons in their closet. You know what I'm saying? Or they're this type of person when the cameras is off. Why do we put so much stock into people? Why do we put so much stock into negative energy? Like, why?
Yeah, that's what it's to me. It's like super weird. Just like the other day, I went to see Queen and Slim.
I heard it was dope. Don't give me no details.
I just put Queen and Slim, and I put emoji fires, and then I put a picture of the poster for the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Dude came in the comments, right? That movie was trash. Blah 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 blah. I didn't respond. So what? That's your opinion. Who cares? Move on. Moving on. So he goes on another post. It's whack. Like, everything I put up there, he had to comment on how whack it was.
Oh, so he's trying to get your attention.
Yeah, like, you trying to get, like, why? What does that serve? What purpose does that serve you? You just want attention. You want somebody to argue with you. Like, I'm not responding to nothing stupid. Like, yo, fight me over what investment is better than the other. Don't fight me over a movie.
Man, but that's the culture. That is now the culture that we live in. That you have you heard the? I think T.I.'s last episode, Donnell Rawlings was on there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
you know how I ain't gonna lie. I felt a certain way because I look at him as a person that. Like, he stays in his lane and he does what he does, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't realize till after that interview, he was like, yeah, man, those comments, like, was offending me. And I'm like, and I had to sit up there and I'm like, really? Like, this thing has been doing comedy for so long and he's been with Dave Chappelle and et cetera, et cetera. And he's sitting up here worried about a cat from Ohio or Idaho sitting up there saying that he's not that funny anymore, or you know, the Ashley Larry thing is not funny, and all of this, all of that. And I'm like, people are really worried and concerned about what other people are doing, whether it's, you know, negative or good. I just don't understand it. I really don't understand
if you're actually making money. Like, Dylan Rollins is getting booked and making money, so obviously he's validated that whatever he's doing, people like and it's funny. So why would comment in a comment make you mad when you're actually getting paid for what you're doing?
Yeah, I don't know. And these, I think these celebrities got a responsibility to just be themselves. Like, I don't know, man. I'm actually sick of people. Like, it's not. I'm not even just talking about black people. I'm just saying people in general. I'm sick of people, man, because they act like. You know, the cancel culture is getting on my nerves. Like, this stuff is just bothering me. Like, nobody can be themselves. I can tell you right now, if the way the world is going right now, if we actually let this shit continue to happen, then you could just chalk up comedy. You could just chalk up being who you really are, because you're going to offend somebody and it's going to keep going because we feed off of negativity. You know what I'm saying? Like, You could tell the difference between the retweets and the likes. You're going to get more retweets and likes off of a drama video of a dude getting caught cheating and both of the women show up to his job. But then you'll have this other video of this grown man teaching his son how to add and subtract. And his, you know, and the baby, I mean, he's only like 1 year old,
yeah,
or whatever. And it's, you could just see that. It's not balanced, you know. It's just different, like, and I don't understand it, man.
It's like the YouTube comments, man. I had a dude, yo. I always kill the negative comments with kindness, and it worked every time. They never respond again. Like, dude came on one of my videos last week. He was like, "Your video's trash. Nothing's good in this video, and this is the worst one I've seen on YouTube or something." So I responded. I was like, hey, man, appreciate you watching. I love the comment. I even liked the comment. And I was like, hey, thanks for watching, man. Crickets. He never came. Yeah. That threw him the hell off. Another
because
dude.
Because he waited for you to throw some flame on it.
Yeah. Another dude came in there on one of my videos. Was like, this review didn't help me at all. This is terrible. So I put, hey, man, thank you for watching. Appreciate the view. I would like to see your YouTube videos. Once you get yours uploaded, hit me up so I can check it out, man. I like supporting people. Nothing. Crickets. Yo, they be like, oh, they be offended when you nice. Like, dude, why am I supposed to listen to some random on the internet that don't even have videos? Like, he's doing nothing. And that's probably what he do all day is get people riled up and argue. That's his job.
And I'm talking to the people that feel like they have to respond to them like in a negative way to get their point across. You really don't. Because if you really think about it, they took time to watch the video to disagree with it.
Yes, I love it. I'm like, yo, you gave me a view, dog. Like, to hell with everything else. This thing can have zero views, but you gave me a view. I'm good.
And look how ignorant the situation turns to be when they go tag other people or go tell other people to look at this video that they disagree with.
Yeah.
They don't understand, like, because the way the world is going, the more attention the post gets, the better it is for the post.
Yeah.
Whether you dislike it or not. Like, a prime example was that top 50 MCs list that we had earlier this year.
Oh, they dropped the ball on that one, bro.
They could have, man, they could have profited off of that. You know what I'm saying? Instead, they just let it go. And the people still talking about it. And people made different parody lists off of that one.
Duh, they didn't have no tag, no podcast name, nothing. Oh, come on.
Man. which leads me to my next topic. Like, after talking about all this, and it's the reason why I brought up these certain subjects, because this is stuff that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. So we got to deal with people being offended nowadays, their belief trends, copying, etc., clout chasing. Then you have to sit up there and protect your family from all this shit that's happening in the world. Like, yo, at the end of the day, with you creating your brand, podcast, or whatever you're doing on the side, like, what is the end game for you? Because you just mentioned investing and teaching yourself how to build financial wealth, and trying to stay away from the ignorant shit. I'm not about to be drinking in the club because I want to be able to be aware of my surroundings. I'm not about to sit up here and spend $300 on these J's when I can put it into my, you know, I can invest it into my portfolio, whatever the case may be. Like, what is the end game? Because, like, when you talk to certain people, they talk about what's going on right now, but at the end of the day, 10, 20, 30 years from now, which can come quick, like, when you just really think about it, I'm 36 years old. I turned 37 this month. Mm-hmm. Nigga, that went by extremely fast.
Hell yeah.
Extremely fast. When you don't have everything in line that you want, life goes by extremely quick.
Yeah.
So what's the end game for you?
Man, my end game, this is what I always dreamed of. All right, I want to build, like, all right, let's say you go into an apartment complex. They got the pool. They got the whatever they got set up in the apartment complex. I want to live in a complex full of like-minded people. Like, everybody who get on board, we could build this up together, and we have a nice little community. We can go hang out. We got we can have even a basketball court in there. Like, every Saturday we shoot hoops, have a little kid area with the playground. Like, I want to build a community of like-minded people, so you got all your loved ones around and all the people that's on the same path, and just live life, like, good and comfortable. That's the end goal. And just continue okay. building the families up to build generational wealth.
Now, you're going to have some kids involved in that?
Yeah.
Okay. I see y'all here having kids and shit.
So, I mean, don't that sound dope, though? Like,
I want to create hear me when I say this. I think about this a lot now. I want to create individual happiness. So, like, my new slogan is find it. And that's basically like find your peace. And that could be something as simple as, like, for me, I can sit up here and talk with anybody. Mm-hmm. I can carry a combo with anybody in a large crowd or a small crowd. But at the same time, I can sit up there and enjoy a movie by myself. You know, and that point, that part right there where you go to the movies or you go to Denny's and you just sitting in the booth by yourself ordering your favorite meal. Like, I want people to find their happiness. You know what I'm saying? And I don't care about if you want to post it or not, but just find it. Like, because I feel like a lot of people are getting away from who they really want to be, you know, because they don't think that it might be cool to other people. So I think if we get to that part, like, that's the end game for me, is for people to find their own happiness. Like, for me, every Saturday, I ain't going to say not every Saturday because we didn't go last night, but I want to go to the jacuzzi with my wife. You know what I'm saying? Saturday morning, the first thing that I do, and my wife already know, I walked through all the, I walked through the whole house, and I turned on all the TVs, and I just put on different college football games, and just having that that sound of college football in the background, whether I'm watching one or going back and forth watching two different games, that's part of my happiness. That's what makes me happy, is knowing that I'm at home with my family. College football is going down. We'll be going to the jacuzzi later on tonight, and that's it. And then you'll notice how people will let you know that you're living your happiness, because, you know, they'll sit up there and comment. They'll see you having fun and things like that. Like, y'all do things y'all way. And that's what I want people to do. I want people to do things their way. Not, you know, to make anybody else happy, but to make themselves happy.
So are you going to write a book, or are you going to do something to help people find their happiness?
Write a book is always a good option, but I'm more of the audio side, because people, just like you said, you could read something, and sometimes you need to hear that tone, or sometimes you need to hear that confidence in what I'm saying. So I'll just direct people to my podcast. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just if you want to hear something. And I try to stay away from advice. Like, I don't want to tell people, like, you should do this. I would say it would be good if you did do this. You know what I'm saying? Because I understand that everybody is different, you know. So I can't sit up there. I don't like to give out relationship advice or marriage advice. I'm just saying what I do with my marriage and what I do with my personal relationships. This is what we do to keep us happy. So y'all might want to, you know, think about this or going about it this way.
So are you going to make a wellness and happiness separate podcast?
Yeah, I think I should. I'm still that idea from you. I'll give you a couple of ducats for that, you know, if I get paid. But yeah, definitely. Whatever I could do. And it helps myself as well, because sometimes I could be creating a positive podcast or something like that, or a voice memo, and sometimes I could be talking to myself.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And it could possibly help somebody else. You know, somebody today, just one of my classmates today hit my DM and was like, yo, where exactly do y'all stay at? You know, and I told them, and they was like, oh, because y'all shit look cool. And I'm like, all right, I don't know if you said that because you're going to try to rob us, but but at the same time, like I said, I knew where I came from. I knew where we came from. So now I get to sit back and reflect and look at everything like, yeah, I did do a good job. I am doing a good job. So, yeah.
Words, son. Yeah, man, I need 100 M's in the bank so I could create my happiness anywhere I go.
Are you going to help other people?
Yeah, I'm gonna put the blueprint out there. I'm going to have, you know how they do? They got the YouTubes and they Instagram. Like, my whole Instagram and stuff going to transform once I got the blueprint.
Okay, you know what? I got one more before we close it out. I got an important question.
Yeah.
Cuz we don't have one right now. And at least I feel like we don't have one that we could all respectfully say, let's look towards that particular person. Is it important right now for the Black community? Not for the world. I got to get selfish right now, just for the Black community. Do we need a leader? Do we need that one person, or maybe even a group of people that we have to look, that we need to look forward to, like that we have to have that confidence from, that we can pull from? Do we need that one person or that group?
I say we don't, because like what I did, I have an Instagram with just the like motivational and educational people. And everybody's in their own lane doing things different ways. And there's so many different ways that one person couldn't handle all the different lanes that you can go to, or one group. And there's different ways to do the same things. So I would say you just create the people that you need or the information you want. Like online, it's two sides. You can get into the ignorant, or you can get into the educational, or you can mix a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
So you can create what you need. It's all out there for us. It's wide open. And it's a lot of free gyms, game, anything you want, you can get. It's just, where do you want to go?
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I have to agree with you, because if I don't, then I'll be sounding like a hypocrite on telling everybody to find their individual happiness. So I have to piggyback, and I have to agree that if you go find somebody that's out there doing it, just, you know, get attached to that person, follow their YouTube or, you know, whatever, follow all their brands, and social media platforms, I should say, and just stick with that, and then build yourself up, and then go teach somebody else. I don't think it'd be a good idea if we had one person to look up to. You know what I mean? And I think that's where the black community, I think that's where we struggle. You know, mm-hmm. like going to the whole, when you go to the Kaepernick and Jay-Z thing, like there's a division between the two fan bases because I don't know why. You know what I'm saying? And we're all trying to go towards the same goal, but it seems like we're looking for that one person to be better than the other person so we can all bow down to that one person.
And it's like, I don't understand why they put so much stock in celebrities, because they're the same as you. They're just on TV and have more eyes on them.
Yeah, exactly. They started from the same, well, for the most part, some of these cats started from the same position that you are in. They either worked hard or they just made a deal. You know what I'm saying? Either one or the other. They either work hard for their brand that they built, or, you know, they had the talent and they signed a deal and got prepared to another level. But yeah, man, I feel like we need individual leaders, leaders everywhere. Shit, hell, we're leaders. You know, we got a couple of people following behind us, but I don't need people following behind me too long. I need them to go out there and be some leaders too.
Yeah. It's just like my inbox is full of people like, oh, thank you for this and that. I learned how to do this because you put me on to this and that. And that's all I'm trying to do, man, just make people think, like, because there's a lot of people that's lost. They're like, they don't see another way. They don't see a way out of their situation. But you could just, something you post could put them on to something that helped them out their situation that they never knew about.
Yep, and then give people credit too when they put you on, man. Like that's the least you could do. Not just a thank you. Even though I think a thank you would be enough for a person that's already that got their stuff together. But letting other people know, like, yo, this is the person that put me on, and that's how we keep growing, man. That's how we keep growing. Or else you're gonna be having a lonely Thanksgiving.
So before we go, let's hit up this or that real quick.
Let's do it.
This or that. I got a couple for y'all. So, we're going to go with BTG's submission. He said, caught in a midget swinger club or get caught in a toy brothel.
Yeah.
They have toy brothels?
You know what? I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised if they did. At this, hey, at the, matter of fact, wait, no. Y'all had this on. I can't think of any other show that this would be a topic on other than the No Nonsense Show. Shout out to the No Nonsense Show, Rare Sinus Network, best network out there. Oh, you know what? That might have been my question. I came up with the brothel sex doll house. But isn't that real? That's real, ain't it?
Yeah, that's real.
Okay, so that's kind of like the same thing.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's technically they're toys, right?
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I'll get caught in a toy brothel.
that's crazy. No, I'm going with the midgets, man. I'm going with the midgets because at the end of the day, people want to see that shit anyway.
This dude wildly.
Yo, they're midgets, man.
Man, don't you got to call little people now?
Oh, it's a take. Oh, my God.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so little people, smaller people.
No, don't change it. It's little people, man.
All right, it's little people. It's all a right. Small word after all.
All right, cool. We got that one. Now, would you sleep in an elephant's carcass or a rhino's carcass? Like, if it was only two carcasses you could sleep in and you were going to freeze to death, which one would you pick? And it's a fresh carcass. It ain't been cleaned or nothing.
Ah. Oh, okay. I'm probably going to have to go with the elephant one because I'm probably used to smelling that shit more than anything else.
Wait, don't rhinos eat grass?
Yeah.
Oh, elephants eat grass too, right?
Elephants do too, but you know, wait. Which set of elephants and rhinos are we talking about? The one in the wild or the one in the zoo?
The one in the wild.
See, that might change things up. That smells a little bit different. See, they not on that keto diet like the zoo.
I'm gonna sleep in the elephant's carcass because I got more space.
Ah, okay, yeah. I think I might go with the same one.
But then you big, so like predators could come if they see a bigger piece of meat.
Well, if you're in the wild, it's over off of GP. Like, you know, it's nothing. It's nothing you can really do in the wild.
All right, I'm switching it up. I'm gonna sleep in a rhino's carcass because if lions come to eat the carcass, at least I could try to fight them off with the rhino horn.
Oh, I'm getting on top of the rhino. And we just gonna like blast through everybody.
Dog, it's a carcass.
Oh yeah, you're right.
He gonna blast through everybody.
I tried to bring it back. I tried to get up out of there.
So you're gonna be swinging the elephant trunk. That's what you're gonna be doing.
Oh my god. That's nasty.
Yep.
Okay, I got one.
Yeah. Wait, what? Now, what you pick? You picked the rhino or the elephant?
I picked the elephant.
All right, I picked the rhino.
I picked the elephant. All right. So, this is my favorite time of the year as far as sports, really. You got a lot of important NFL games going on. Now, would you rather drop a game-winning touchdown? Or get blocked for the game when it's shot?
Dang. I'd rather get blocked.
Blocked like Bron did
Yeah.
Like Tayshaun did Miller.
Yeah, because they didn't get no heat from that.
No, but they play that over and over again though.
Yeah, but Alshon,
that's a part of your legacy.
Alshon Jeffrey dropped that touchdown in Atlanta, and he got death threats, and he got flamed. He had dude on the news about a house burning down, bring him up.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. But it seemed like anytime when they run your, and you know, and the better you get, or the more dope your career was, the more that stays with you, because they're gonna highlight all the good stuff, and then the music change.
Yep.
And then they show the block. And Bron is usually behind those blocks.
So you going with the drop touchdown?
I'm going to go with the block so I can fake like I got fouled.
Oh, yeah. Then I'm going to act like my leg hurt.
Hey, it's always an injury that never matched. Like, and you know, oh, my God, that's a good one. Because I think offensive linemen and defensive linemen make up the most dumbest injuries. When they tired, they go down, my ankle, it's a scrape. Look, lay down. So, yeah, I got to go with the block and just say I got fouled.
Heck yeah.
Because that slow mo when you drop the pass, like you can't get around. They have so many cameras and they gonna show it in slow mo, they like, yeah, you just dropped that one.
Alright, I got one more. You gotta fight a live cactus or fight a live barbed wire fence.
Shit. I fell in a bed of cactus before.
Ooh.
Being a dumb kid with a kite.
Now imagine one swinging on you.
I'm gonna have to go with that because at least if you fight that cactus to the death, you could, you know, I don't know if you're gonna have the time to, but at least you have the option of taking those little prickers out. Mm. That barbed wire ain't that thing ain't going dull no time soon. That against no flesh. Nah, I think you'll have a better chance of like trying to contain the barbed wire, because you'll grab, you know, once your adrenaline kick in, you know, the shit ain't hurting as much. So you can probably like grab the barbed wire and try to like hold it. I'm not sure how you could strangle it, because I'm not sure where you created the Scary Movie from. But that's the only thing I could think of is you having some type of control of like holding it. But nah, I'll go against that cactus. Because eventually I'll just keep trying to chop it down.
Mm. See, I was going to go with the barbed wire because it can't swing as hard as a cactus. Because a cactus got thicker branches or whatever. But
yeah, but you didn't tell us the paranormal strength of the goddamn...
Because a fence is like a skinny fence with stickies on it. A cactus is thick.
Yeah, but
like
but
a Snickers.
You said fight against this barbed wire, right?
Yeah, a live barbed wire.
A live barbed. So we don't know the strength of it.
Yeah, but it ain't got the width or the girth to swing like a cactus.
So you taking the what?
I'm gonna take the cactus because.
That barbed wire gonna whoop your ass.
I don't know how to kill the barbed wire. Yeah, I ain't figured that out.
Nobody has. Hey, the niggas that's in prison ain't figured it out yet, so we ain't gonna figure it out.
And that's it for this or that. All right, so you about to hit. Oh, Stone hit me up. He is at work.
Man, get your job, nigga.
So let BTG go so he record his next podcast.
I will say this, you know, I want to mention two things. There was a threatening voicemail
that was
left, you know, from the last show.
Yep,
that you guys recorded, and you know, a lot of names were thrown in there, a lot of insults were thrown in there,
mm-hmm.
And I must say, at my age, I shouldn't have to participate in such childish games. And to that particular person, I feel like, nigga, I'm with the shits. I just ain't thought of nothing to say yet. So, nigga, I'm coming back. Hey, guess what, Trick? I'm on the show. You're not. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about equality. Ain't no equality, Trick. You gotta get your personality up to get on the show. What can I say? You know what I'm saying? And you know where I'm at. I hope you don't, because I ain't ready. But he did mention that he will be in Vegas. He said he was going to bring some box. I'm kind of confused, because I don't know if he's going to bring guns and boxing gloves, because you don't need one if you're bringing the other. If you're bringing a boxing glove, that you just sending the message saying, I'm just going to beat your ass real bad. If you're bringing the guns, there's no point in you bringing the boxing glove. I'm telling you right now. And please let me know which one you're bringing so I can prepare a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? And by prepare, meaning, you know, Secret Service. Secret Service. You know, as far as the glove, I go a few rounds with you. I'm not going to lie. I'm probably going to end up cheap. It's definitely going to be something hard in my gloves. And as far as Brit, yes, I must protect Brit. Please leave Brit alone, okay? She can't defend herself, but nah, just leave Brit alone. She's a nice person. Except when she said about that basketball shit. Brit, no, I'm not with the bullshit. And calm down, okay? You little nigger. Smoke-free weekend. I would like to invite everybody who can come out. And I'm glad this is the platform that I'll be able to share it with, because I feel like there's a lot of versatile listeners that listen to this to you guys' platform, which is one of the dopest platforms in the podcast universe.
Appreciate it.
What's the difference between this live show and any other live show that people have attended? Well, there's not much difference, except for there's going to be different people involved. We are going to feed you, for one, with your hungry asses. Mm. There will be some drinks there, alcohol and non-alcoholic drinks.
Mm.
There were, you know, there's going to be regular candy there, and there's going to be happy candy there.
Mm.
And you get to come and decide which one you want to be involved with. And on top of it, it's a part of Vegas. You know, there's going to be one live show. There's going to be different podcasts involved. OLF podcast based out of Philly. You got Views from the Seven and Shenanigans with Friends with Chris, that's based in Vegas, held and presented by Paco and Penrose. Jackie is the mastermind behind all this. Well, basically, as far as the money department, I'm doing some of the promos. Danny's going to be there, the camera guy. J Omega's going to be performing. So if you want to know the difference between this live show and any other live show, you're just going to have to come and find out. And it's going to be fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is $44.99. I know you got $44.99. Mm-hmm. I know you have that. I know you got that right now, although it's holiday season. So I expect people to be hitting me up with every detail is on the Eventbrite. And then cats want to know where they can find the Eventbrite. Just follow me, BTG, Baylor the Great, out on all social media platforms. Hit my DMs up and I'll let you know. I want everybody to come out there and have fun. And at the end of the day, if you don't like the live show, the toga party, or the swim party, the pool party, then just go ahead and just go out there and gamble. Lose your money.
Mm. Oh, so if I go to eventbrite.com, can't I just search Smoke Free Weekend too?
Smoke Free Weekend. Or just like I said, you can follow me follow me on Twitter as well. I'll put the link out there. But the link is in both my IG and my Twitter profile.
What's your IG and your Twitter?
At Baylor the Great on all social media platforms. If you follow me on Facebook, you're not going to get nothing. You know, because my pastor and my granny and my aunties and stuff be on there. And I don't be wanting to act ignorant in front of them because they will correct me and I will have to listen. So IG and Twitter is where you see most of my damage. And yeah.
And that's Baylor, BAYLORTHE, great, GREAT. Not no.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything is spelled how it's supposed to be, you know.
Yo, I was so agitated. I was listening to a podcast. It's a radio show, and they keep having this girl on there, and they say keep following her. But the way her name is, you can't find her, and I get pissed off every time she's on there, and she says her name, and I can never find it.
Yeah, it's kind of like trying to follow Danny Green, and he spells his last name G-R-3-3-N.
See?
Which I get it, but you got to explain that to us. Like, come on, bro, I can't find you. Oh, it's not two E's and three. It's two threes. Oh, man, now I'm not following you because you're childish.
And Brit didn't take my advice, but it's cool. I told her to when she posts the links, sometimes she posts a link to something she wants people to go to. Your link is too damn long. Like, we can't click on it. So you'd have to remember or write down all that. I told her to get a bit.ly. So it'd be bit.ly/. And she could just put something small there. But she won't listen. But it's all good.
Yeah. Well, you know, we all love Brit. And Brit, there's nothing I could do about that. You're not about to have Brit come after me. I'll probably be seeing Brit and probably be in Vegas.
Smoke free. Y'all gonna have CBD oil?
I can. That can be provided. As a matter of fact, man, you know, anybody looking for some good CBD oil, hit me up. I can go check some resources and things like that. There's a lot of places that I know that have some great quality CBD products.
Okay.
So, yeah, man. I'm starting to get my wife into it because, you know, this stuff really does help with your anxiety and you know, little joint pains and stuff like that. So, yeah, cats better start looking into it, man. Find it. You better find it.
Yeah, son. So, y'all heard it here first and last. And we out this thing.
Said that Stone got food for less Wi-Fi.
Ooh, no, nah, Baylor said. Please.
He's stupid. Any other show, forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we starve.
Hey, forget that, yo. Let's set that up. Whiz whiz.
The information is the only thing that was standing in the way between, you know, again, my brother and his goals, right, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody in this room, he been had millions and they never invested in real estate until he met you. Why? Because you gave him new information.
Right.
And he applied that information now and now is a real estate owner and has the assets that he can pass down to his kids. You know what I'm saying? And so I just think it's crucial, man, to understand that, one, you deserve it, right? We talked about that on the call the other day. Like, yo, you actually deserve it. You know, I think a lot of people get to the point where they're like, oh, you know, is it for me or could I really have this high level of success? And the answer is yes, is do you have the correct information need?
You know what, dog? I was sitting up, and I don't know if it was you, Carl, or somebody else, and I was just talking about that. I believe everybody wants to do good in life. Yeah. I believe everybody wants more in life. I believe everybody wants to get the full experience in life. But what's stopping them is that they just don't have the information.
Yeah, ignorance.
They don't have the how. Yeah, like how do I go about doing it? I think that's, so if we just really sit back, people want it, but they just don't know how. Yeah. So if you show somebody the how, then I believe once they apply the how, then they can get those things that it is they want in life. Absolutely. But I think that people just stop and they just give up because they just don't know the how. Right.
Or we make things deeper than what it is. Like, that's, I can look at Maul and go, Maul, you know, he in shape. You know, it's like, dog, Maul, what, like, when I'm going to be real. Sometimes you have, there's different times in life where you see somebody doing it. You're like, oh, okay, I could do it. So I never did real estate before because I never really, I would hear it, but it never made sense to me. And I never saw somebody who I was like, oh, that makes sense. Like, he could teach me. He could break it down. But when I saw Maul, I'm like, okay, he a cop. I know that. That's blue collar.
Retired cop.
Yeah. I'm talking about the time I met you. I'm retroactive. He's a cop. He played football. Yeah. You know, he's a family man. Yeah. You know, he got, you know, three kids. Yeah. Like, he married. Like, it made sense to me to follow your blueprint. I was like, oh, I get it. Yeah. And so sometimes, man, you need that information from the source that's going to be able to connect it to you. And so, again, for all of us, again, Carl, you have three properties now, working on a fourth. Like, that's possible because of information. Mm-hmm. You're not a new human. And so stop putting people on a pedestal. Right. Like, oh, they just that deep. Seriously. You just don't have the information that you need.
That's it. It existed.
Shout out to Forget That Yo.
Forget That Yo.